Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Hey, we're going to be talking about Greenpeace today. It's a very famous organization. It's been around since the 70s, which was a long time ago for some of you. It's an organization that really cares about the Earth, and they do a lot of work trying to protect our planet.
Indeed, and they are kind of controversial because of the things they do. I think they've been involved in chasing down Japanese whalers or something and ramming their ships and stuff like
That's
that.
Wrong.
So it kind of is a controversial organization. So you might think they're a bunch of bleeding-heart environmentalists and they're a bunch of troublemakers. Or you might think they're actually campaigning to save the Earth when nobody else seems to care. So no matter how you feel about Greenpeace, that is the subject for today's conversation, or at least today's lesson, Greenpeace, a voice for planet Earth. Let's talk about them today, and first let's read through the entire content of today's lesson.
As the world population increases at a rapid pace, the stress placed on our fragile planet continues to grow. In an attempt to clean up the environment and keep the Earth in good condition for future generations, an organization called Greenpeace was formed. The group's members hope that through educational campaigns and protests, they can serve as the voice for our planet. Greenpeace was founded in 1971 in Vancouver, Canada, in the wake of the peace movement of the 1960s. It started when a bunch of like-minded activists who were against nuclear weapons and violence came together. The name Greenpeace comes from a chartered ship that was used by the Don't Make a Wave Committee, an anti-nuclear group which later developed into Greenpeace. As the group evolved and recruited more members, it started tackling other environmental issues as well. Some notable causes include protecting ancient forests, promoting clean energy sources, and challenging companies that implement destructive fishing or farming practices. Nowadays, the Greenpeace headquarters is located in the Netherlands. The organization also has offices in more than 40 countries around the globe, including Taiwan, so that it maintains a strong international presence. In its mission statement, Greenpeace claims it exists to expose environmental criminals and to challenge government and corporations when they fail to live up to their mandate to safeguard our environment and our future. To ensure that its core values aren't corrupted, Greenpeace has refused to accept donations from corporations, political parties, or any other private interest groups. Instead, it is funded solely through individual donations and foundation grants.
Okay, today's feature is on Greenpeace. Maybe you have heard of them. They are a voice for planet Earth. So it's an environmental organization that is trying to help out planet Earth when lots of problems are happening to the Earth. And let's begin our lesson with the first paragraph here. As the world population increases at a rapid pace, the stress placed on our fragile planet continues to grow. So first of all, we're saying that this is a big problem here, the world population. The population refers to the amount of people, the number of people there are in the world, and indeed there are more and more people in the world, which means, hey, we're going to start running out of fresh water and food to eat. Where are we going to get all the fertilizer? So of course, this is placing a lot of stress on our fragile planet. Stress is pressure. Stress can cause you to break down. You can have stress at the job, for example. You can be under a lot of stress if you're trying to study for an important test. And if something is fragile, or fragile, as it is often pronounced, that means it's easily broken, it's easily disturbed.
Well, in an attempt to clean up the environment and keep the Earth in good condition, this organization was actually formed with this in mind. Now, when you attempt to do something, that's the verb form, you try. So here we're using it as a noun, an attempt. If any of you follow basketball, you know that they have free throw attempts where the player will stand at the line and try to shoot the ball into the basket. That's a free throw attempt. Or in soccer, I think they have field goal attempts, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a penalty kick.
Oh, a penalty
kick. But I was
kick.
Thinking more in terms of track and field. You know, if you're doing the high jump or the uh-huh. long jump or the pole vault, you usually get 3 attempts to clear a certain height. And if you miss all 3 of your tries, then you're out of the competition.
Oh.
But here, they are having an attempt or making an effort in an attempt in, or in order to try to clean up the environment and keep the Earth in good condition for future generations. An organization called Greenpeace was formed. So that was the result here. They wanted to do this. And so as a result of that desire, Greenpeace was formed. And the group's members hope that through educational campaigns and protests, they can serve as the voice for our planet. Here we've got campaign. That is just some kind of activity that is designed to bring about some kind of results in society. You can have an advertising campaign, a series mm-hmm. of advertisements in the newspapers and on TV, on the radio, and the internet in order to try to sell a product or service. You can have a military campaign where one country tries to take over some islands or something like that. In this case, it's an educational campaign, teaching kids in classes, distributing textbooks and information, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. A protest is when people show or express strong disapproval of something. Usually it's a public event where they get together and they have a march together. I know last summer in Taiwan, a lot of people gathered in the month of August to protest or to have a protest. That's the noun form. They were protesting the death of a soldier. So when you want to protest something, you let people know very strongly and publicly that you disagree with something.
Absolutely. So that's how they're spreading their word here, through educational campaigns and protests. Well, Greenpeace was founded in 1971 in Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver, of course, as you know, is the major city on Canada's west coast. It's in the province of, British Columbia. And this was way back in 1971
uh-huh.
when the Vietnam War was still going on, Vietnam versus the United States. And so as a result of that, you know, that was the time of the hippies and stuff like that. And they were all saying, make love, not war. Let's have some peace, you know, give peace a chance, stuff like that. So this organization was founded in the wake of the peace movement of the 1960s. So in the wake of something means as an aftermath or as the result of something. Wake, for example, is the small little wave that is created behind a boat when it goes through the water. Mm-hmm. So in the wake of something means the boat went through and the result was we have this wake back there. So that means something happened and then something else happened as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. You could say, you know, safety regulations were improved in the wake of the oil spill. Once the oil was spilled into the ocean, safety regulations were improved as a result. So in the wake of the peace movement, they started Greenpeace. It started when a bunch of like-minded activists who were all against nuclear weapons and violence came together. If you're a like-minded individual or you're with like-minded individuals, it means you're with people who think the same things, who like the same things, believe the same things. And if you're an activist, you're a person who uses or supports very strong actions like protests in public to help make changes in either politics or society. So a lot of times we'll have anti-war protests or anti-war activists, or maybe someone's against taxes and they'll have anti-tax activists out protesting.
Right. And of course, it's always nice to be around like-minded people, people who feel the same way you do. It gets frustrating sometimes to hang around a bunch of people who just don't feel the way you do, and you just feel like you're talking to a brick wall sometimes.
Mm.
So these were activists who cared about the environment, who liked peace and stuff like that. So they were like-minded. They felt the same way. They got together and created Greenpeace. They did not like nuclear weapons, and they did not like violence. They all came together. Well, you might be wondering where the name Greenpeace comes from. Well, here's the answer for you. The name Greenpeace comes from a chartered ship that was used by the Don't Make a Wave Committee. What's that? Well, it's an anti-nuclear group which later developed into Greenpeace. Chartered here, a chartered ship, that means it's a boat that people have hired for their own purposes. It's a kind of a private ship. Sometimes you can charter a bus, for example, if you have some people who need to go on a picnic or something like that. You can go to a bus company and hire one of their buses, so it will be a chartered bus. I guess you could say hired is a substitute word for chartered.
Mm-hmm. Chartered means you hire, though, for temporary use only. For example, the Yankees always charter airplanes to take their team back and forth across the United States to play their games.
Wait a minute. They don't have enough money to buy their own airplane? That's ridiculous.
They actually charter planes. So if you charter, you're just renting, you could say, for temporary use. So they had this boat or ship. Ship is bigger than a boat that they were using. It was used by the Don't Make a Wave Committee. Don't make a wave. If you make waves, it's a phrase we used to say, someone's causing trouble. So if your parents say to you, hey, don't make waves, they're saying, don't cause trouble for us. Just, you know, go along, do what you're supposed to. Don't be a troublemaker.
That's exactly right. And this is a committee, which is a kind of organization that get together to try to achieve some kind of result in society. Committee, which is also kind of a difficult word to spell. C-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-E. Lots of double letters in there. Again, a group of people who are usually appointed for a specific function. But in this case, they were trying to stop nuclear weapons. They were an anti-nuclear group. Maybe they weren't only against nuclear weapons, they may have also been against nuclear power.
Mm. Well, as the group evolved and started to recruit more members, it started tackling other environmental issues as well. So even though they started out really chiefly or primarily against nuclear weapons and violence, they sort of started adopting other things that they believed were harmful to the environment, and they became against those too. If you evolve, you change and develop over time. We often use that verb to talk about animals that have changed over time to evolve, so you're better fit for the environment. If you recruit someone, you go out and you find people who are really suitable for your company or your organization, and you convince them to join with you. In governments, a lot of times, kids, guys especially, are recruited to join the army or the armed forces.
Right, especially in the United States when the army is an all-volunteer army, whereas here in Taiwan, men have to have obligatory nuclear service. No, obligatory military service.
It's mandatory.
Mandatory, I should say. And as the group evolved and recruited more members, it started tackling other environmental issues. To tackle means you have a challenge, something that's difficult to take care of, and you try to solve that problem. Tackling comes from other sports like American football, where you grab the player and bring him down to the ground to stop him from moving forward. There's also tackling in soccer as well, although that's kind of tricky because if you tackle somebody in the penalty zone, they'll get a penalty kick and score a goal for sure. But we'll continue talking about some of those other environmental issues in just a second. It's time now to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第三单元。好，我们要谈一个国际知名的环保团体，它叫 Greenpeace。我们中文是翻成绿色和平。好，也许您已经有听过了这个组织的存在，他们的目的，他们的宗旨，还有他们进行的活动。好，这边说到世界人口是快速的增加，地球接受的压力也越来越高。这边有一个片语要注意哦，这个人口数快速增加 at a rapid pace， 其实 pace 是步伐，但是你要知道以什么样的步伐前进，它的介系词是 at。 那另外就是要注意到 the stress placed on our fragile planet， 这个 placed 它其实是过去分词，这句话的动词是在后面的 continues to grow，这才是它真正的动词，结构上留意。那后面又说 in an attempt to， 为了要达到什么目的，有什么样的企图，他们是希望能够净化环境，要给后代的子孙美好的地球，是以这个为他的目的跟企图，就有这样子的一个所谓绿色和平的组织。 基本上他们是希望说要透过 educational campaigns and protests. Campaign 是运动， protest 是抗议，所以他们要透过这样的手段然后来为地球发声。好，下面一段呢就说到了它的起源，是1971年在加拿大成立的。1960年代有一些和平示威运动之后开始，所以才在1971年成立。而且当时有一群人，他们是 like-minded， 这个是一个复合形容词，其实用字面来看就是有同样的想法的，志同道合的。 activist 就是激进分子，所以有一群这样子的人，志同道合的激进分子啊，是为了反核反暴力，由这样的一群人开始。那至于绿色和平为什么会有这个名字呢？它是因为 a charter ship， charter 这个字原来是租用或是特许，那 charter ship 就是指一个租用的一个船，一艘船只。那这一艘船只呢名字就叫做别兴风作浪。那这样子的船只，它用这个船只的委员会的这样子的名义而得到这个绿色和平的名字。好啦，我们来看一下下面这个团体呢，它就慢慢的发展，招收了招募的新的成员。看到这个动词 recruit 就表示招募成员。
We're gonna take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about Greenpeace. Remember, it started out as a no nukes organization. They were opposed to nuclear power, but as the group got more members and started to evolve and change, it recruited more members and they started tackling other environmental issues. Let's talk about some of those other environmental issues. Some notable causes include protecting ancient forests, promoting clean energy sources,and challenging companies that implement destructive fishing or farming practices. Those are some notable causes. Notable just means worthy of attention. We should pay attention to this. We should notice this. It's remarkable. Notable causes. And a cause, well, cause can usually be the source of something. What is the cause of global warming, for example? Is it people or is it something that has to do with the earth and natural causes? But here, cause doesn't quite mean that. It means it's something that people are involved with. They want to change something that's bad in the world, like the cause of protecting children.
Yeah, so it can be a belief, an idea, a goal that a group comes together to support or fight for. Here's some of the things that Greenpeace fights for or believes in.They want to protect ancient forests, forests that are very, very old. They also want to promote or encourage people to find clean energy sources so we can keep our air clean. They are also challenging companies, that implement destructive fishing or farming practices. If you implement something, it means you begin to do or use something like a plan.You make it active, you make this plan effective. A very similar verb phrase would be to carry out. We'll often use implement, though, when we talk about a company or government implementing a series of improvements or reforms.
And, of course, they're against people who implement these destructive fishing or farming practices. Destructive means it causes destruction, okay? So sometimes... We can have destructive behavior, for example. If you're not a good person, you might cause problems for other people. And destructive fishing could mean something like when those, I don't know where they are, they're fishermen maybe in the Philippines or Indonesia, where they use bombs actually to kill fish
Really? Under
the water. Yeah, they blow things up and
Oh.
that of course destroys the coral. So that's destructive fishing practices. Or destructive farming practices where they may be growing plants that are not really good for the environment. I guess some people say that betel nuts is destructive farming practices. They grow those trees on the sides of mountains and they cause erosion or something like that. Don't quote me exactly what's wrong with that, but some people say that those betel nut trees are actually harmful to the environment.
Hmm, I didn't know that. Well, nowadays, the Greenpeace headquarters is located in the Netherlands. When you're talking about a company's headquarters or a corporation's headquarters, it means that's where the main part of their company is located. It would be a large business or organization that has offices or different branches in lots of different cities or countries. But where the president and the main people in power are located is called the headquarters. Notice here that headquarters is plural, but we're using the singular verb is, which is correct. But I did check the dictionary. It's actually correct to either use the plural verb or the singular verb. So you could say headquarters are located or headquarters is located. They're both correct.
Okay, so that's where the headquarters is located or are located in the Netherlands, which of course is a country in Europe. In Chinese, you call this place Holland, but the Netherlands includes Holland along with some place called Friesland or something like that, so they call it the Netherlands. And if you say Holland, they'll know what you mean, but most people think that Holland is a part of the Netherlands, just like, say, England is a part of the UK, something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, the organization also has offices in more than 40 countries around the globe, including Taiwan. So they have offices in lots of different places, also right here in Taiwan. I wonder where their office is. I'd like to see it myself. And they're doing this because they want to maintain a strong international presence. So they're not just going to stay there in good old Canada. Vancouver, of course, is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and they would be very happy having their headquarters there. But they're actually in the Netherlands now, and they have offices in all sorts of different places in order to let people know that we are here and we are a force to be reckoned with.
Now, this phrase, so that happens to come in the middle of the sentence, means you're going to give a reason for something. So why does the organization have all these offices in countries around the globe? Well, why? So that it maintains a strong international presence. This is the reason why. It wants to have a strong international presence around the globe. I could say, hey, please be quiet so that I can study. Why am I asking you to be quiet? The reason is I want to study. So we put these two words together to give a reason why we're asking you to do something.
So that, because, or therefore, for the reason, right. Mm-hmm. So they want to have this international presence. They want to be all over the place. Presence just means you are there. We appreciate your presence. Thank you for coming. Now, in its mission statements, Greenpeace claims it, quote, exists to expose environmental criminals and to challenge governments and corporations when they fail to live up to their mandate to safeguard our environment and our future. So that is its mission statement. Its mission statement just refers to the reason why they exist, what they're trying to accomplish. That is their main goal.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're using government here. Actually, this is a direct quote from their mission statement. We're using government as a non-count noun to talk about groups that actually direct or control some sort of organization or even a country. They want to challenge these people, especially corporations, when they fail to live up to their mandate. If you live up to something, it means you do what you promised or you do what is required. All of us should live up to our promises that we make to other people. So they want to have them live up to their mandate to safeguard the environment. If you have a mandate, it's kind of an official order or something you should be doing. So they're supposed to safeguard our environment and our future. To safeguard simply means to keep something safe.
Right. They need to live up to their mandate. They need to practice what they preach, to put their money where their mouths is or are, and to safeguard or protect our environment, and to safeguard and protect our future, and to ensure or guarantee that its core values aren't corrupted. Greenpeace has refused to accept donations from corporations, political parties, or any other private interest groups. These are their core values. Core means at the center of something, the core of the earth, an apple core, for example. They will not take donations from corporations, political parties like the Democrats or the Republicans or the Minjindong or the Guomindang. Those are political parties. And also no private interest groups.
So how did they get the money to exist? Well, it's funded solely or only through individual donations, people who want to write them checks, they accept those, and also grants from foundations. A foundation is sort of a charitable organization, and a grant is a sum of money that is given to someone else to help them accomplish their goals. So that's how they get their money.
Far out! And we'll continue talking about Greenpeace in our next program, but right now we've run out of time. We need to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看这篇文章。那我们提到绿色和平，它的名称的来源，它的起源的时间，那后来它就慢慢的招募新成员，然后呢也开始处理了一些环境的议题。那这边就告诉你一些它追求的目标。好，我们看到这个 cause， 原来我们常常把它当作是事情的造成的原因，可是 cause 有一个另外一个解释，就表示你一个追求的理想，好像是你的心中奉行的一个目标跟宗旨一样。所以它有几个它其实值得我们注意的目标是在什么呢？要保护原始森林，它要推广干净无污染的能源，还有一点就是它想要challenging companies that implement destructive fishing or farming practices. 这个 challenging 当然是挑战，他要挑战什么样的公司，就是使用毁灭性方法来从事捕鱼或耕作的企业，这样子的公司。还要提醒大家的就是说，他重要的追求的一个目标包括 A 啊 B 啊 C 啊，这三件事都是用 VING，包括 protecting， 包括 promoting， 还有这个 challenging。 好，剧情结构上是平行的，所以要特别留意。好，再来下面这一段，我们看到了今天啊，绿色和平的总部呢是在荷兰。好，提到 headquarters， 总部这个字，你注意到它结尾有个 s， 留意一下哦。这个单字虽然加 s 不表示它是复数哦，它没有复数的意思，其实总部它是一个单数的名词，所以看到后面的动词它是用 is。 好，总部就位在荷兰，那它这个组织呢在全球呢有超过40个办公室，其中当然也有台湾，那这样子它就可以在世界各地发挥它的影响力。好，中间这里有一个 so that， 这个片语连在一起就表示目的，这样子一来它有什么目的呢？它可以有这种国际的强大的影响力。那绿色和平在宣布他们的使命宣言里面，他是说啊，他们组织的存在是为了要做什么？这里结构上他用到 exist to， 好，这个 to 是代表目的 ，in order to 的意思。好，那接下来他就提到他目的一，就是要 expose environmental criminals。Expose 揭发，他要揭发破坏环境的罪人。好，后面又接着 and to， 就是第二个 to， 也就是第二个目的，他要 challenge government。 好，这个就是要挑战政府还有一些企业。那什么样的政府跟企业他要挑战呢？后面这个叙述比较长，在这些政府企业呢 fail to live up to their mandate。fail to 当时未能， live up to 是达到期望，也就是他没有达到期望，换句话说他辜负了。辜负了什么？那个 mandate 讲的啊，就是你受委任要做的工作。所以呢政府啊，他们是受我们的委托要来捍卫我们的环境，捍卫我们的未来，可是如果他辜负了我们，他辜负了这个使命的话，那他就要挑战他们。
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. And please, we beg of you, join us again next time for another edition of our program. Until then, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.